This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The Boston Public Schools Office of Equity today released an internal investigation into reports of racially charged incidents at Boston Latin School. The investigation found the school did not do enough to look into student complaints of racism, and the report makes recommendations for dealing with the issue. But as WBUR's Dolores Handy tells us, community leaders say it doesn't go far enough.
The investigation looked at alleged incidents of racism over an 18-month period at Boston Latin School. While it found school administrators' actions were appropriate in some cases, it criticized the way they handled others. The report said school administrators did not adequately investigate an incident in November of 2014. In that case, a black female student accused a non-black male student of calling her a racial slur and threatening her with a reference to lynching.
There are absolutely issues that need to be addressed.
School Superintendent Tommy Chang.
I cannot speak publicly about any discipline for staff or for students. I can confirm that Lynn Mooney Tata is keeping her job.
Lynn Mooney Tata is the headmaster of Boston Latin School. Kevin Peterson of the New Democracy Coalition is unhappy about her remaining on the job.
It has been communicated to me by parents and alumni at the school over the last month that there is profound disappointment within communities of color about the leadership at BLS, and that she should be removed.
Peterson was one of the community activists who met with the superintendent 2 weeks ago. Darnell Williams of the Urban League was also at that meeting. He says there are other issues surrounding diversity at Boston Latin that need to be addressed, too.
The number of minority students at BLS is low. And that environment is somewhat toxic.
Superintendent Chang says the district is doing what he calls a racial climate audit at the school. He also says it's working to increase hiring of black and Latino teachers, and it's begun to have dialogues on race and ethnicity, which will be mandatory for all students and staff.
I'm not going to be satisfied until every single student in Boston Latin School and in Boston Public Schools feels that they are safe at schools so they can actually learn. That's my number one priority, and we are not there.
Chang says long term, the district will take everything learned about issues of race at Boston Latin and make sure it happens system wide as well. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.